Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio, as the corkster walks to the bedroom. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, the man who is always blooming and always in season, the irrepressible J-Man.
A polite smattering of applause.
A little, a little double psychiatry on there.
Hola. Welcome, everybody, to another very special and exciting edition of I'm With Stupid.
As always, and I'm sorry about the intro there. You know, I told you, Cork was sound asleep, but she kind of threw me off.
Yeah, but then, you know, she realized what was about to happen and had to get out of there. Totally understandable.
Yes. And the funny thing, though, Jay, she'll be laying on the couch but doesn't leave if I'm listening to it in archives. She's pretty smart.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the sound of my voice live that she can't take.
I think it's the sound of mine.
I doubt that.
So what's going down? What's going on in God's country this morning, J-Man?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not sure. Something's going on upstairs.
Of course.
A lot of thumping around, a lot of banging around yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, looked out the window, and they're carrying furniture out.
Oh, I bet you're pretty upset about that.
Well, now, I don't know for sure, though. I mean, they could just be giving some furniture away to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They could be moving out. Or that could have been his girlfriend and a friend of hers stealing his shit while he was at work. Two of those three would make me happy.
I bet you won't get your wish, though.
My guess is just giving something away to somebody.
From the stories you've told about your neighbors, they strike me as the people who don't need furniture.
No, I don't think they do, really.
They felt encumbered and just...
Nah. Just got in their way from their late night dance routines.
They just want a straw mat on the floor.
Exactly. All they need is just that one little mattress so they can.
Yeah. Woo!
Anyway, I think his girlfriend. You know how women are. They slowly, without you really realizing it, move in. You know, at first it's like, oh, well, I've got to bring a change of clothes.
Right.
Well, I got to bring a few toiletries.
Exactly. Toothbrush.
Right. And then it's like, you know, well, maybe a few pairs of shoes. And, hey, can I put my stuff in this closet, in this room?
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, you have pretty towels hanging in the bathroom, and you don't know what happened.
Exactly.
You know, you got curtains up. You know, your futon is gone and there's an actual couch there.
Ugh.
And, you know, and you're just like, what the hell?
And then the next thing you know, you go through your underwear drawer and it's full of her underwear and your cigarettes.
Weird.
Yes.
Weird how that happens.
Uh-huh. But that might be a story for a different time.
It might be. So how's things in Greater Bagwine?
Chaotic, Jay. Chaotic.
That's the way we like it.
I got up at 6:30 this morning because I had to go to bed early last night. Rough day at the mine yesterday.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was like we were successful. I'm not used to that.
Because all of a sudden you guys were a high revenue place, right?
I know. My God, they wore me out yesterday.
It was slinging the 30 packs.
I was, and it was painful.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I went to bed early. Got up at 6:30 this morning. Coffee pot's running. Had a couple cups of coffee. Never fully cleared out my lungs, evidently. Mm-hmm. And 7:15, I'm getting ready to, you know, type some good IWS radio stuff. And mm-hmm. I hear a big bang. Sounded like a shotgun.
Ooh.
Next thing I know, there's an ambulance here. And then it backed out, and the cops come pulling up. Well, someone was pulling up the driveway and hit a power pole.
Oh.
Which was, I'm sure they're fine, whatever. I didn't really care. I'm just thinking, you know, if the power goes out, I am going to be pissed.
Exactly. Listen here, buddy.
15 seconds after I said that, here comes Ohio Edison with their truck, and I'm thinking, the power's on. I don't care if other people have power. I don't give a damn, but I need the powers to stay on. You can look at the pole, but don't touch it.
Pour a little concrete around that thing and shore it up. But
damn right.
Don't be climbing up on it and turning everything off so you can work on it. That's right. Because you had to get on here and entertain the masses today.
That's what I love to do. That's what I live to do.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. And plus, the people involved, it was one car, one pole, four people in two different apartments running around with no bras on, which would be fine
mm-hmm.
if they were different people.
You know, the ones that run around with no bra on are the ones you wish wouldn't.
Yes, and they all had a cell phone in their hand, probably talking to each other via their cell phone.
Texting each other.
6 feet away from each other.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did they all have the Obama phone?
I don't know what they
infamous
have.
Obama phone.
God. Oh, God, I got to get out of this place. Schmoof can stay, but I got to get out of it. Kidding, of course.
But that would involve, you know, change.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Not sure I like that.
Yeah, I know. Well, got a quick shout out here.
Okay.
To our good friend, Miss Dana Lou.
Yes.
Who we mentioned a couple weeks ago had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Had a sleeve gastrectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that pretty good, didn't I?
You sounded like the bad boy of social media just now.
I know. Yeah. Except that I'm not the bad boy of social media because I answer my emails. Heyo.
Well, very good.
Anyway, she initially we had planned to have her on today as our special guest.
Right.
And we were going to talk about the surgery and all that. And then she rudely had complications.
Yes.
and had to go in and have another little surgery done, a little follow-up on Friday. And so we decided to cancel that for this week, move it to next week, and then you and I had to do the quick turnaround.
We had to get down and dirty.
That's right. We had to get after it and come up with a new topic for a new show, do it all from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it right then and right there, but by God, we're professionals, and we got it done.
Oh, my God. You people don't even know what is going to go on today. It's going to be huge. We don't even know what's going to go on
exactly.
today, but it's going to be huge.
But on the plus side, we're ready for next week.
That's
true.
Well,
we're ready to get ready for next week.
Exactly.
That's
which is actually further ahead than we usually are.
Right, yeah. You know, the getting ready to get ready is a very important step. It's just like, you know, you got to write. You know, it's your day to write. You know, you get in there, you turn off the TV, you turn off Twitter, you bring up, Word, you know. And then now, you know what, I think I need another beer. And then you got to, you kind of get comfortable in the chair. Yeah. Getting ready to get ready is important.
Exactly. And then sometimes, you know, out of the blue, you never wished it would happen because, you know, you got it right. But then someone like Miss 4th of July will send you a message.
Hmm.
And you have
See?
To respond.
Oh, gotta. Gotta. And luckily, I probably already have my pants off. So,
well,
I'm prepared. I'm prepared for that situation.
Always thinking ahead.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I have a shout-out, kind of a shout-out of condolences.
Hmm.
Drive-by Mikey and his wife, Mrs. Drive-by Mikey, her mother passed away on Friday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout-out to them and hope things are going as well as they can.
Yep. Thoughts and prayers to Mrs. Drive-by Mikey's family.
Yeah. And it's really sad, too, because I was going to call, drive by, and get a farm report today, but, yeah, it's probably not the best time. So, between these complicated surgeries and these passings away.
I tell you, you know, why us?
I know.
Can people, you know, try to be a little more considerate?
Yep.
A little more helpful.
Wednesday's always a good day for surgeries and or passing.
Exactly. If you could confine these family emergencies to, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
we would appreciate it.
And I know now that I said that, I am probably going to be stricken down this coming Wednesday, and God's going to say, hey, was that good for you? You said it would be.
Exactly. You'll be walking home with a beer in mind, and then you know, God will be like, ew, as you face plant in the sidewalk. And
yeah.
Other member citizens of Bagwine step over you.
Well, they'll be walking around me collecting the loose beers from my 30-pack that came out of the box as I fell.
Yeah, grabbing your wallet out of your back pocket.
Exactly.
Some kid may take your shoes.
Well, I hope some ne'er-do-well steals my identity. Have fun with that, baby.
As of now, I am Matt Mahoney. Phone rings. Hello. No, no, I don't know you. What, who are you?
I owe you a hospital bill from 2009. No, I don't.
I never had pneumonia.
No, never.
In perfect health.
Uh-huh.
Serve them right.
There's positives of being a loser.
There you go, exactly.
Yeah.
And if folks wanted to go to the I'm With Stupid website today, iwsradio.com, you can You can see our babe of the week, who wouldn't hesitate to let you know that you are a loser and why you are a loser.
Boy, you really got it going on for old Gwyneth Paltrow, don't you?
I don't know what happened as I was doing that. It just snapped.
Really?
Well, I want to keep it real. Keep it real.
I know. She's a little uppity. We both love her mother.
Oh, God, yes. Her mother's invited on this show anytime.
Anytime. I still can remember her seeing her in a MASH episode.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're talking about Blythe Danner.
Yes.
Beautiful, talented, delightful human being.
Yes.
Who gave birth to and raised a raging, snotty, snob cunt.
Whoa. Hello.
So anyway, there's that.
Yeah, you can't always control it.
No, you can't. It's nature, not nurture, when that happens.
Yeah. We could talk to J-Mom about that.
Probably could. Well, I tell you what, Matt, my allergies are freaking killing me.
I know. I can hear it.
God. Oh, yesterday, I could not stop sneezing. And luckily, things get a little bit better in the afternoon, you know. About the time the show's over, things will get better.
Oh, yeah, you'll sound great. You'll sound great on Twitter, Jay.
Oh, I will. Oh, God. But sneezing and hacking and coughing and just the old nose running and it's brutal, man. The drainage.
Uh-huh.
I sneezed so many times yesterday. If you've got stock in Kleenex, then you're welcome, because I'm keeping the dividends flowing for you.
Good man. Another thing, sometimes during the day you'll just dry up out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
And then you have 5 pounds of boogers in your nose that you can't get to. They're there. You can feel them. But there's no pulling them out. I hate that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, you know, and then you start bleeding from the nose because you're so dry all of a sudden. And I just don't know how I'm still single.
Well, and I don't know how you and I are both suffering from this, and yet Dana has a little surgery and can't come on the show.
They had to go in and clean out where the drain was.
Oh, boy.
Amazing.
We suffer for our craft, Jay.
We do. So anyway, I'm all, again today, all sneezy and snotty and drooling everywhere. So if anybody out there wants to come and make out, I'm ready for you.
You could always set up an appointment with Jay and his runny nose by calling in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Yes. Right. Hey, and a quick shout-out to our good friend Jeanette over in the Philippines there.
Yeah.
Who commented Saturday on the Matt Said, Jay Said post over at IWSradio.com. And her comment was that she asked why she and Ty, that would be Ty LaCalls, are never invited on the show. And Matt, I was just flabbergasted when I read
couldn't
that.
Even respond.
Oh, I know. I sat here slack-jawed in complete disbelief. We've only invited them on about 175 times out of 230 shows.
As well as everyone else.
Uh-huh. Now, remember, Tyler wanted us to do an Asian celebration, and we told her we would. As soon as she calls in.
We could do that every Sunday.
I'd do that every night.
Well, I'm sure you do. Okay. We'll save that for another show as well.
So, anyway, I just... shout out to Jeanette. That was a little uncalled for. I think she had her sarcasm on.
I think she did. And as we always say, the phone lines are always open.
That's right. Call in from anywhere in the world.
Yep.
Even in parts of the world where it's about to be fall instead of spring.
Exactly.
Could call in too.
Mm-hmm. Because they're kind of the same, only different. What?
Exactly. There's some similarities there.
Yes, there are. And we're celebrating spring. Celebrating the pollen.
Yeah, I love that little green tint my car suddenly has this time of year. The itchy eyes and the runny nose.
Yeah, and it's always nice here, Jay, here in the Bagwine Digs, where we can open the window and hear the rumble of 3,000 Harleys going by the street.
You know, he's got that going for you. Mm-hmm. I can open the window and listen to my neighbor's hip-hop music blasting away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really great about spring?
What?
Wasps. Yeah, the red wasps suddenly come out. Yeah, it's great. You know, you walk into the car and dive bombs you.
How'd that go?
Comes in from the other side, yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, we already have ants in the office at the beer mine.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
It's nice to see some wildlife coming to life.
Exactly. Whole Animal Planet action going on.
Yeah.
Live for you there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love it when the huge red wasp lands on the door handle of the car, too. And it's like, you know, you just kind of have this Mexican standoff right there. Like,
yeah, it just stays there, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You try to, you know, you almost touch it trying to shoo it, and it won't move, man. Until it decides to just fly right at your face.
But it's going to wait an hour just so you know he's there.
Then finally you get in the car, and you look up, and he's right there on the window tapping on it. Hey, buddy, I see you there.
I'm not going away.
I'll be here when you get back. And, of course, snakes.
Yeah.
Time for the snakes to come out.
Yeah, not a big problem here in this part of Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. Southeast Ohio, a lot of them. But you have them down there, do you?
Oh, we do. We do. Not a fan. I know that upsets our good friend, Miss Desert Rat.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, she's a big snake lover.
She is a snake lover. She had I believe it was a Mexican milk snake. And she gave it away.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, gave it to somebody, a young man who also loved snakes and wanted a pet snake. And I thought maybe it had been deported. Another undocumented immigrant sent back to the home country.
Just wanted to feed his family.
That's right. Just coming over looking for some of those good, tasty American mice. All right. So what's your favorite part of spring, Matt?
My favorite part of spring? In spite of the motorcycles, it's actually getting some fresh air in here. I like that. I like the windows open. I like to go out in the evening like tonight, although it's kind of rainy. But sit on the front porch, just watch the traffic go by. Sipping on a beer. It's nice. Very Mayberry-like.
Yeah, it is. A little front porch sitting.
Yeah. I used to have a really nice front porch over at my house.
Did you now?
Yeah. I'm sure Rhino and his mom will be sitting on that tonight.
Do they have one of those swinging benches?
No, but a couple really comfortable chairs.
Oh, okay.
Nice flower action going on in front of them.
Huh? Yeah. Very maybe they'll get stung by a bee and cheer you up. Well, you know, I like the gliders, the little glider chairs.
Gliders are nice.
Oh, man, those are nice. You sit there and you just slowly glide back and forth.
And next thing you know, it's 2 hours later and you just woke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have a ceiling fan outside, outdoor ceiling fan to move the air around during the summer?
Of course. Yeah, got one of those. I had one of those too.
Yeah. Yeah, little table to put your lemonade on.
Yeah. Boy. This is turning into neighbor. A really depressing show.
Wave at the neighbors as they walk the dog down the street. And they
yeah, look at the two big tall pine trees on each side of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
The nice ash tree in the middle of the front yard.
And the beautiful plush lawn.
Yep, or as I call it, the green grass of home.
Or as Lady Bird Johnson called it, the green sward over there.
Yeah,
and maybe a little flower garden.
Oh, the whole house. I redid it all. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I pulled every bush out of there. Of course, you know, Jay, you can only do that and re-landscape a house if you have a good garden center in your area.
Exactly.
And fortunately, I did. And in fact, they decided to advertise on IWS Radio.
All right.
So let's see what they're up to.
Happy spring, folks. Bill Nightshade here, owner of Sweet Williams Garden Center and Daycare. Do you need a full-care nursery that offers the largest selection of flowers, trees, and vegetable plants in the area, as well as a fully licensed daycare facility? Well, look no further than Sweet Williams Garden Center and Daycare. In addition to offering you an unsurpassed selection of plants and landscaping materials, we also offer a loving and educational daycare program for children 4 through 12 years of age. That's right. Here at Sweet Williams, we not only grow flowers, shrubs, and trees, we help raise children who will become pillars of perennial good character. You could just drop your child off with our daycare staff while you are browsing our fine selection of annuals and shrubs, or you can enroll your blossoming sweet pea into our full-time daycare program. Our program provides a structured day where your child will learn how to water flowers, prune shrubs, work the fields, and apply effective yet safe pesticides to our unmatched selection of flora and fauna. And best of all, they will do this in fields free of Mexicans and itinerant workers. We even offer a 24/7 daycare program that provides all of that plus 3 squares a day and sleeping quarters in our well-ventilated greenhouses. So come on down to Sweet Williams Garden Center and Daycare, where not only will that seedling that you buy from us become a mighty oak, the adorable seedling that you leave with us will as well. That's Sweet Williams Garden Center and Daycare, located on Route 4 next to the Red Brick Tavern.
And that's where I got all my plants.
Well, I tell you what, that's a brilliant business model right there.
I know. It's kind of like
it's
a nursery within a nursery.
Exactly. And, you know, you take two things that you think are completely separate, you put them together, and people go, of course. Brilliant.
I know. You got two growing things.
Right. That's kind of like...
And people.
Right. And it's kind of like putting a Pizza Hut, a KFC, and a Taco Bell in the same building.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taco, pizza, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Fried. Something.
And like the food court of life.
Exactly.
Ryan
great
spent
stuff.
A couple years there.
Yeah, a little prep school work there.
Yeah, I mean, gave him a work ethic and
And a love for tulips and roses.
Mm-hmm.
And
taught him how to sleep with one eye open. These are things you need to know.
In the jungle. Well, you know what I think? I've never owned a home, and it's looking like I never will own a home. But I think it would be fun to have a little backyard garden.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, a little organic vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just some plants, some veggies.
Yes.
Yeah, some green beans.
Some maters and peppers.
Yep. Maters and peppers and carrots and maybe an apple or peach tree would be fun, too.
Sure.
You know, it'd bring the deer in close where I could take them out with one shot. Live off the land.
Yep.
But I watched the...
tonight, Jay? We're having venison and peaches. What do you think we're having?
Well, you know, venison covered in a lovely peach sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good stuff. Called Mario Battalion. Have him come over and try it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's serious. He's a freak.
Of course, he'd want to put, you know, mushrooms and squirrel nuts on it and all that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I do think it'd be I watch these gardening shows all the time. And there aren't really too many good gardening shows on anymore. There used to be quite a few.
Yeah, which you have written about not too long ago on the website at IWSradio.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can watch, like PBS has the Victory Garden. That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many years, my favorite gardening show of all time, Gardening by the Yard. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing.
Yep, Paul James.
Yeah, funny guy.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Cool dude. Lives over in Tulsa. Not too
really?
Far away. Yeah, a couple hours, three.
Yep.
Something like that. We should have him on the show sometime.
We should, especially since I don't know if you knew that Tulsa has made an application to host the 2024 Summer Olympics.
Let's see. There you go. And if you're going to host the Summer Olympics, you need to have some flower gardens around and pretty
exactly.
the thing up. And who better to do that than Master Gardener Paul James?
Exactly.
And he can bring his little doggy with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to show he was very informative. He explained it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of scientific crap that goes into gardening.
Yes.
You know, you can get carried away. You know, you got your pH numbers from the soil, and you know,
correct.
And you got to compost, and you got to turn it, and you got to because it gets hot right there in the center, and you got to be careful about that.
That's right.
Oh yeah, and you got to need ideas what to do with the grass clippings and with different stuff, and then some flowers will bloom in the spring, some in the summer, some in the fall.
It's and, exhausting.
It is. Yeah, and you got to try to keep it all together there, and that's why you go down there and see Sweet William.
Oh God, he knows it all. His staff is oh my God, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're done, you can go get a beer at the Red Brick Tavern.
Exactly. Perfect. Maybe some corn. I'd like to grow some corn.
We don't call it corn up here, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Call it kern.
Kern. It's kern. And you know what a hot grilled piece of kern on the cob goes well with?
What?
A Coors Light.
A Coors Light. And of course my garden would be organic.
Of course.
You know. Because I every once in a while read Hobby Farms magazine, read about
God.
The organic,
that sounds
organic
like a,
farming.
Oh God! What's it called?
In fact, Hobby Farms.
Hobby Farms.
And you know, now that I mentioned that, maybe a couple of alpaca would be nice.
That'd be nice. We have them
couple,
up here.
Oh yeah, we do too. We have them down here. They got the big Buffalo River Alpaca
yep.
Farm Ranch Center. Emporium down there. Yeah. I'll have two or three of them. Name them, Fredo, Sonny, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, you're making money selling mohair coats.
That's right. Well, you know, my sister, Kelly Knitter, shout out to Kelly. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kelly. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, it was her birthday on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say how old she is, just that she's older than me.
And yet younger than me.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go. A nice medium.
Yeah. And she's the grown-up, mature, responsible one of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Every family has one.
I don't. I know that's actually not true.
But anyway, she loves alpacas too, and she's a knitter. She likes to knit,
mm-hmm.
and she has a spinning wheel, and she could take that alpaca wool and spin it into yarn.
Mm-hmm. I bet she can.
And then she could knit up a nice, comfy alpaca sweater.
Yes.
And sell it in the gift shop there at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
That would work out all right. And if it didn't, if there weren't quite enough revenue, we'd also sell, you know, alpaca steaks.
There you go. When times get tough, you know, you got to change your business model.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or she could also knit a nice alpaca prayer shawl.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
While not an alpaca, she knitted a very nice one for Schmoop while she was sick.
She did. She's thoughtful that way.
Yes, she is. I guess that's where it ended in the family.
That part ended in the family there, too, yes. That wasn't very nice.
Well, I was kidding, too.
Maybe you could have some sheep, some goats
mm-hmm.
on the farm. And, of course, a donkey. Everybody's going to have a pet donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And a donkey, of course, would be the protector because, you know, the coyotes would want to feast on the alpacas and the sheep.
Yeah.
The donkey will kick a coyote's ass.
Right. So. I always wanted chickens. I wanted a couple chickens.
Is that... They could lay their free-range organic eggs all over the yard.
Yeah, because I was to the point where I called the city to make sure I could have chickens when I had the house. And they said I could. But
you got close, huh?
Yeah, once again, I was outvoted 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then every time from then on, you had scrambled eggs or omelet. You go, this is good. Boy, it'd be better if it was a fresh egg from the backyard.
Yeah. And that always fell upon deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, if you got your little hobby farm and you got your little garden and your chickens, then you can, every Saturday, you can load everything up into your old pickup truck with no tailgate. And
oh, hell yeah.
Put on your overalls and your straw hat and head on down to the farmer's market and sell it at the square. To the city folk.
Yeah. We have a nice one here in Bagwine.
Mm-hmm.
It usually runs from middle of June through middle of August.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we have the farmer's market set up down there on the square every other Saturday morning or something like that.
Yeah. That's about
and,
what it is here.
Yeah, we have the Mennonites out there selling some of their stuff that they've made.
Mm-hmm. Stuff they grew out of their beards.
Yes. Oh, those Mennonite girls, they love me.
I bet they do.
Yeah. There was one that was pretty sweet on me for a while, I could tell. She just kept flashing me some ankle.
Yeah.
And then we have... we have a couple of people selling, you know, the apples and peaches and
mm-hmm.
tomatoes, and then we have the honey guy, the guy who has the bees, and he sells the honey. He's a little weird.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a little off.
Hmm. Well, when you you work with smoke all day,
because mm-hmm.
don't they have to smoke them so they don't attack them or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives up on the mountain. know how
mountain. Oh my
God. You know how mountain people are.
Oh God, don't get us started. Those mountain folk.
But you know another thing you got to do in the spring is you got to get your car ready.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Spring and summer, because it's been a long winter. Been driving through the slush and the ice and the snow, and
yeah, it's tough on a car.
And all that, and you know, you got to make sure you're ready to have that, and you got to have air conditioning.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And everything like that, but luckily, good old Jim Ed Dobbs, good friend of mine.
Really?
Yep, he's got the Jalopy Junction sales and service, and he has a couple of specials for everyone out there, and let's just go ahead and play that.
Excellent.
Howdy, y'all. Jim Ed Dobbs here from Jed's Jalopy Junction Auto Sales and Service. Spring means it's time to get your car ready for summer. Let's face it, kids, you haven't opened the windows of your car since last October, and it flat out stinks in there. So bring it in. We'll detail it up, and we'll have it smelling like fresh-cut flowers, barbecue, and love in no time at all. Also, it's probably a good time for you to take advantage of our Freeze You Out air conditioning service. We'll do a complete computer analysis of your AC and make sure it's running at its peak efficiency come summertime. Speaking of summer, you know there's nothing worse than being all showered and feeling fresh and clean and walking out to your car, start it up, and before you can even get out of the driveway, you feel that first drop of sweat run right down your ass crack. Day's ruined, right? Now it's going to be nothing but discomfort and wet farts the whole day long. Well, we got you covered here at Jed's. We'll install a cool remote starter and give you our smartphone app for free. That way, you'll be able to start your car with your smartphone and control the comfort settings. This way, your car will be as cold and frosty as Hillary Clinton's sense of humor when you get in it. Plus, you get to pretend like you're a mafia boss. Start the car up using the app and dive behind the planters as if it might blow up. And you bring your car in before Cinco de Mayo and tell us that Matt Man and J-Man from IWS Radio sent you, and we'll give you 10% off an oil change and tire rotation. The bargains never end here at Jed's Jalopy Junction. Find us in the Yellow Pages. You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
Excellent. You know what would be great?
Hell yeah. If I turn my microphone back on?
Yeah, that would help.
What would be great?
If he was located next to Sweet William. My God.
Oh, God, yes.
Daycare, garden center, auto repair.
Tavern. So you could have him working on your car.
Yes.
You could, you know, get all your plants and your gardening needs. Go
have
over
a
to the
babysitter.
Tavern. Yeah. Put the kid in the daycare. Go over to the tavern. Have a few cold ones. Play a game of darts. Maybe some shuffleboard.
Yep.
Grab the kid, garden supplies, throw them in the repaired car, and go home.
That's what spring's all about.
That's right. That's what being a dad's all about, too.
Yes, it is.
That's quality bonding time for dads right there. You just stay over here, son. I'm going to wander over here to the tavern for a minute. Got to see a man.
About a horse.
Got a little business to take care of. Daddy, what's that guy selling around back? Oh, don't worry about that. You're not quite old enough for that yet, son.
You know, Jay, when I had my house, spring would come. My grass was the greenest. My beds looked the best. And everyone would ask me, what's your secret? To which I would always say, I hate my wife. I would spend 14 hours outside on my lawn in the beds. You ready to come in? No, don't want to come in.
Ooh, no. No. When this is the type of thing you don't stop in the middle of.
No, that's right. No, I just got a couple more hours. You go to bed. I'll be in a little while.
You know, I could just see how that worked out, you know. The wife talks about how much she hates yard work, hates working outside.
Okay.
The next day, Matt has 500 pounds of potting soil and new sod delivered. No, I got it, guys. Don't worry.
I was on it, baby.
Suddenly, Matt has a new hobby.
I think one summer I even put a tent up outside. Yeah, take a little break.
Yeah, that's an important thing to do. You know, you gotta have hobbies.
Yeah.
Separate hobbies. Women don't quite understand this. I knew a woman. She and her husband both were in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He was on TDY, temporary duty, right. And somewhere else. And so, as a surprise, and believe me, I'm sure it was a surprise. To him, when he got back, she had taken golf lessons.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the way it always starts. I think the old golf hobby disappeared pretty quickly.
See, honey, you don't have to go golfing with your guy buddies anymore. I know how to play.
I can keep you company.
Uh-huh.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. Next thing you know, he's taking up fishing. Well, I don't like to fish, but I certainly like to lay out and get a good tan.
Uh-huh. Or okay. she develops a highly accurate sense of knowing how to tie flies.
Uh-huh.
Here, honey, try this one.
I started my own lure business.
Uh-huh.
Fishing is a great spring activity. The fish just starting to really get active.
Yeah.
The water's starting to warm up.
Yeah. I used to like to fish. My dad would take us out every week, and I tried to pass that tradition down onto Rhino. He'd rather throw rocks. He's not a patient boy.
Yeah, that doesn't quite work out, does it? You know.
No, it didn't. And I don't think.
Get on that lure. Come on, big guy. Splash, rock, it's in.
I think for 45. Well, you know, up until I was 45, I'd get my fishing license every year until that one experience of a summer with Rhino. When he pretty much said, "This sucks. This is stupid." Oh well.
We used to go fishing when I was a kid every once in a while with Dad out there on the White River, doing some trout fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Or up on Bull Souls Lake, he had a bass cat. Fast boat. Fast. We'd go out there and rarely caught anything. He had a fish finder, too. You'd think that would give us a little bit of an advantage, but...
See, that's cheating. That is cheating. I don't like fish finders.
It didn't help. That was the worst part about it.
Oh, my gosh.
But and then when I was in college, my roommate and I would go out there, Blue Springs, under the bridge, on that leg of the White River, just off of Beaver Lake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a pretty lake.
That's some pretty good fishing to be done there. We caught a few smallmouth bass every once in a while. every once in a while. But nah, I don't think I ever called in a largemouth. He did once. Pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I caught three consecutive smallmouth bass. They're about 2.5-3 pounds each. Pretty decent size.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I hauled them in, and there was a family over there fishing, and they were throwing their fish into the cooler. They were going to take them home and have a big fish fry. So I gave them my fish. They just couldn't believe somebody was going to do something like that.
Well, that's funny you say that. I've had that happen to me all when I did catch fish, yeah. Because I always threw them back. But
right.
If someone said, are you going to keep that? I said, well, no. Here, you want it?
Huh? Chow down, man. Chow down.
Yeah.
Go home and crank up the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Which is definitely something you want to do in the spring. Get that grill going.
Oh, gosh, yes. But here's something you got to remember, people. If you're invited to a cookout, and you will be over the course of the summer, many cookouts probably.
Not me.
You always, I knew you were going to say that. And that's not true, because you were always invited up to Marty's 4th of July blast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very nice of you.
But here's the thing, and not at Marty's, but anyone else's, especially if maybe you live in a gated community, always keep a cooler full of iced down burgers and brats, because inevitably you're going to be invited to a cookout where they serve some goofy stuff like fish or chicken and kebabs. You know.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
You
go to a cookout and you think, oh, yeah, man, time to have a great big juicy burger or maybe a brat.
Yep.
And they've cooked yucky stuff.
Yeah.
Like all veggies. Oh, look, we have some kale.
Uh-huh. Grilled zucchini.
Yeah. We have a big grilled salad here.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Although I've been having, last couple of weeks I've been having some salads. You know, such craving salad during the spring.
Oh my God, this is another funny thing. I just told Schmoop that. She went to the store yesterday, didn't get any lettuce, even though I told her I was craving a salad.
No, see? Well, you get run down to the Sizzler maybe, have a salad for lunch.
Yeah, good.
Do they still have salads at McDonald's? I'm sure that's some delicious salad. Oh, come on. Don't worry about that grease. The world's only greasy salad. But, oh, God, yeah, I'd get the old 99-cent salad in a bag at Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
Got the cold, crunchy, crisp iceberg lettuce. And
yep.
Got some sliced carrots in there and some
mm-hmm.
cabbage.
Throw a little shredded cheese and a quart of French dressing on it. Man,
yep.
That's a healthy meal right there.
Some ham, some pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Croutons, bacon bits, you know, because
uh-huh.
I don't want people to think I'm eating healthy, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's delicious right there. But not as delicious as maybe a great big burger cooked on the grill. I've got a grill out there. It's kind of old. And it needs a new rack. The rack that's on it is pretty nasty.
I'm sorry.
But those things, hell, they cost as much as a whole new grill would cost.
I know. You know,
I guess I could go.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess I could throw some charcoal in there and crank up a great big fire and just burn everything off that rack. Maybe that would clean it up.
A little oil on it first.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It sounds like you need some advice about cooking out and, you know, springtime activities and such.
Oh, I could always use some good advice on that.
Well, you know who has some good advice for us and for everyone?
Who's that?
Stubby Stonehenge.
Of course he does.
Let's get to the Stubster. Stubster, what you got?
Living the Good Life with Stubby Stonehenge. Hello, listeners, and hello to a spring that has finally sprung. I'm IWS Radio's health, wealth, and quality of life reporter,
Stubby Stonehenge. May is nearly here, and it looks as though things are going to be heating up, which means people will be venturing from their homes in order to partake in some outdoor summer fun. But, my friends, with summer fun comes responsibility, and I have a few tips to make these out-of-doors times of year for you more pleasurable. Warmer weather means lots of local fairs and festivals full of fun, but festivals are too often full of ne'er-do-wells and ruffians who would like to separate you from your money. You know, you guys out there, when wandering about large crowds, keep your wallet in your front pocket. See, if you secure a chain to your wallet, you come off looking like a wife beater. And if you use one of those fanny packs, you're probably going to get the hell beat out of you by a guy with a chain on his wallet because you look like a girl. So as far as your wallet goes, remember, dock it in your front pocket. And ladies out there, if you're going to be out in the hot sun all day at a festival, remember, a little talcum powder under the fun bags goes a long way in preventing annoying and irritating boob sweat. Warm weather also ushers in a little work time on the old lawn. Weeds will soon be popping up in your yard, and you need to spray them down with some weed killer. In order to save time and effort, make sure you spray your yard on a windy day. You get better coverage with less effort on your own lawn, and you may be able to cover the lawns of your neighbors without leaving your yard. Your phone will be ringing off the hook with words of thanks from the Smiths next door and the Johnson family four houses down. Lastly, after a hard day of yard work, you'll be ready to relax and fire up the grill. Just remember, and take it from me, Stubby Stonehenge, never put your face into a grill in order to light your cigarette. If there's a flame-up, you'll end up looking like you just came from a party at the Fukushima nuclear plant. That's it for now, but keep in mind, as always, if you are going to smoke, smoke light cigarettes. For IWS, this is Stubby Stonehenge, and I'm living the good life.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
A few tips from the Stubster.
That's right. Always good stuff. Very informative. You know, I got a request from Stubby.
Came
in
really?
Across my desk the other day. He's once again asking to be put on the IWS health insurance plan. I'm a little hesitant.
Why?
I don't know if we can afford the expense of that.
He's just a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, well, we may have to have a special premium category for him.
Okay. I'll pass that along to the Stubster.
Yeah, well, instead of the employee paying 57.8% of their premium as they do now, he may have to jump up to
108%.
He may have to jump. Yeah, he has. Just to be careful.
Well, I don't know. All that knowledge he has and good advice.
Well, that's true.
You know.
Yeah. You know somebody else who's full of knowledge and great advice?
Who's that?
Billy the Kid.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I may be the only one who thinks so, but I do.
No, I think so, too. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Give him a call. See what's happening. Unless he's getting slammed like you were yesterday.
Oh, no kidding. You know one thing that BTR should do, J-Man?
Speed dial.
Well, and make the numbers white.
Oh, yeah.
That would help.
Every depot.
Billy!
Hola!
Matt? Jason?
Yes?
What's up?
How's business
today? He's so excited. He's so excited.
Slow today.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody wants to go out in the cars in the rain, I guess.
Yeah.
I love that when he answered, when he heard it was us, he gives a little, little sigh.
Yeah.
Are these
hoping
phone
for something
calls,
exciting.
Are these phone calls bothering to you, Bill?
His phone calls bothering me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
Huh? I'm not doing anything else.
Okay.
Well, at least nothing you'd want to see on camera.
Uh-huh.
So any interesting people getting out into the spring season coming through today?
Well, I just had a guy come through a little bit ago, and he called you a butthole.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Well.
I guess he had brought a bunch of change in, and you said you weren't taking his change.
Did he have a dog with him?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a jackass.
I was going to say, I see Matt out there winning friends and influencing neighbors again.
Was it like a white pit bull looking kind of thing?
Do what?
Oh, boy. Was it like a white pit bull kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a white dog.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He tried to give me 150 pennies a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Yeah.
Were they rolled?
No, they weren't rolled. That was the thing.
Yep. Did he have them in a baggie?
I don't know, but I wasn't going to count them all, and I told him no.
Well,
what was he trying to buy? What was he trying to buy with 150 pennies?
A 1 24-ounce beer.
You know you've hit rock bottom.
We bought a 40-ouncer today.
Ooh.
He must have worked overtime. He had a big
week. And he gave me quarters.
Oh.
See, I rate higher than you do.
He likes you. He likes you.
But that's about the only interesting thing that I can report on.
Really?
Yeah. So you've been doing any gardening? Not working in the yard?
Have I what?
This spring, have you been out working in the yard, planting any flowers?
Oh, nah. Well, I kind of guess. I mowed my yard and sprayed the weeds.
Well, there you go. What'd you spray them with?
Roundup. They're my flower beds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can't have weeds in the flower beds.
No.
Especially when you got a degree in landscaping, you know, that's embarrassing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Roundup, is it green? Is it organic? Is it safe for all the little critters running around?
It will be dead. It will be dead. There'll be dead animals laying everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm going to just spray my yard and kill all the bees, too.
Oh, definitely do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's illegal.
Yeah, I know it is.
Well, then why do you do it?
I do it when the bees aren't around. Got to do it first thing in the morning. See, the bees aren't up first thing in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, bees are late night. They're nocturnal.
Yeah.
They party all night, sleep all day.
Yeah, and then they got a hangover. And you know, that's why when you see them walking around in the morning, they're kind of stumbling all over the place.
That's because they have a really good buzz.
Hi-yo! Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad as some of mine.
Not really. So, Billy, I was pretty busy yesterday.
Well, I noticed because I'm not busy at all today.
Huh.
So I can have you to thank for that.
All right.
That and the sunshine.
Yeah. And other than the fact that the one guy who doesn't like me is a bonehead. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, you may have lost a Saturday customer.
I hope so.
Yep, I got a customer.
All right. Well, thanks, Billy.
Okay, talk to you later.
Good job, Billy.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy the Kid.
And as always, brought to you by...
He inherited hundreds of millions of dollars, went bankrupt, ruined two marriages, made a huge financial comeback, flirted with a presidential bid, made a complete ass of himself more times than anyone can count, has an ego the size of New York, and even though he's now worth billions, Donald J. Trump refuses to get a decent wig. Coming this fall, what many critics say will be the documentary of the century, narrated by Ivanka Trump, Marla Maples, and Rosie O'Donnell, and directed by Oscar-winning director Michael Moore, IWS World Media Entertainment presents Scumbag Billionaire.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
I don't go to movies often, but I'm going to catch that one.
Oh, you know it. You know it. I like the little the Johnny Cash, God's Going to Cut You Down, playing in the background.
Damn right.
Clever.
You know what I find funny, though, about Billy the Kid? He sounds so depressed. He sounds so depressed lately. He sounds like Dour Mike. They might be related.
A little bit. I find most everything funny about Billy the Kid, though.
Well, yeah.
Although after hearing about his gardening skills, I'm going to think maybe he should be Billy the Assassin. He's basically like a Navy SEAL. When he's done, everything around him is dead.
Yep. And oddly enough, he does have a degree in landscaping and horticulture.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
A lot of science in that.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sure I could do it if I tried.
I'm sure you could. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I was just going to say, you know, people, come on, call in. Tell us what you're going to be doing this spring and summer. What do you like about the warm weather? You can call us on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
And while people are finding their phones and getting ready to call in, I think it'd be a good time to check out the old Poet's Corner.
You want some Paul Pyatt, do you?
I'm looking forward to some Paul Pyatt, man.
Paul Pyatt, I talked to him early this morning, and he has a wonderful spring-related poem to offer unto all of us.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem penned, ironically enough, by Frosty Roberts, from his 2006 book, The Pinata Breaks Twice. Here is April Vespers. Squirrels perform gymnastics on a blooming dogwood tree. Spring has sprung today. Tulips awake from slumber and shed winter's icy grip. Spring has sprung today. The dwellers flee their dumpsters as the sunlight heats the steel. Spring has sprung today. Dancing squirrels, flowering tulips, carousing dwellers. Spring has sprung today, for the brutal bombast of April has become the kaleidoscope that is May. April Vespers by Frosty Roberts. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Byatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, I tell you. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
I find Paul Pyatt to be quite inspiring.
Yes. And did you know, Jay, that April is National Poetry Month?
I did know that.
Yeah. But, of course...
It's all about...
But, of course, in the IWS offices, every month... is
mm-hmm.
National Poetry Month.
Oh, hell yes. Every day is National Poetry Day. You know what a sound you hear a lot of in the spring?
What's that?
Along with, well, you know, you got your, you know, the you got the little baby birds being born
mm-hmm. yes.
right outside my bedroom window. I'm hungry at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
5:30. Something like that. And you've got the guys out mowing, maintenance people mowing at 7 a.m. But the sound you hear the most is... It is tornado season, storm season, Matt.
Yep.
I hope you have your storm weather map ready to check any time there's a warning in your area. So they issue a tornado warning or a storm warning for some county. You grab your map real quick and you can check and see where that county is.
I could.
You can chart that storm.
Mm-hmm.
See if it's coming your way. And if it is... make sure your camera has batteries and get out there and videotape that bitch. Because you might be on CNN.
That'd be great.
That
with any luck, I would get on with Piers.
Your luck, you probably would get on with Piers.
And that's my luck.
And Piers would just be like, oh, you rednecks getting out there in the middle of this. But no, it is tornado season and... you know, you have to keep an eye to the sky every evening.
Yep.
The heat builds throughout the day, and then the storms roll in. And off
right
the
along that, right along that dry line. You got to have a warm front, a cold front, and a dry line.
That's right. The dry line, right there.
That's the key.
I've known some women who had a dry line.
Yes. You know what else happens in spring, too, Jay?
What?
It becomes construction season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Orange barrels everywhere. It's god-awful.
Yeah, well, that and, you know, people, they get out and they work on the house, too. You hear people hammering at 7:30 in the morning.
I know.
Building up a new shed.
A lot of noises. I don't like noise.
No, people are generally noisy.
But I do.
Yeah, the old road construction season. That was good times right there.
Yeah.
Laying down some new asphalt on the on the road.
Laying some berm. And I know someone who does all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We should try to call him.
All right, then.
Huh. Well. Just like a state worker. He must have been on break. God. Huh.
All right.
And this all started with Dana.
Yep, this is all Dana's fault. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happened. He looked down at his phone and...
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Well, I'll tell you what else, Jay. Let's try this one. This will be good.
Okay.
Spontaneous. You know, it's not just Phil Mickelson. Maybe I need my golf cart fixed.
There you go. Got to get it ready for spring, summer,
yeah,
golf season.
Exactly.
Okay, then.
Huh. Oh, wait. We have a caller, Jeff.
We have a caller.
Hello?
Is this the G-squared man?
This is the state worker.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you guys are trying to call me, and there was a call coming in from New York. Is that you?
No, that was probably Rudy Giuliani.
Okay. The sales pitch.
No, it's probably Michael Bloomberg calling to let you know to don't have a great big hop with your lunch today.
I had enough hops last night.
We said pop, not hop.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, I just thought I'd drop you a line and say hi and let you know that the construction season is going into full swing.
What are you going to be doing? Break it down for us, G-squared.
Well, my poor little maintenance self is just going to be cleaning bridge decks and other interesting things like that.
That sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's just a great time to be in a state position.
Do you get to wear a hard hat?
Yes, we have to wear the stupid hard hats again. They're scared we're going to get hit in the head with a meteor or something.
Do you get to wear an orange vest?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's high fashion right there.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
Do you go shirtless in it?
No. No, there was some a few years ago. You know, we used to be able to wear cut-off tees. But there's some little fellow up in corporate headquarters, if you want to call it that, that doesn't have any muscle, so he didn't want anybody to wear sleeveless tees if he couldn't.
And he's probably, what, 5'7"?
Yeah, and he's a real little weasel. Just a punk.
So it was more of not a safety thing, but a masculinity thing.
Well, you know, where I work at, the whole deal behind safety is to catch you without it so they can write you up. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. You have to wear safety goggles?
They're giving us these new safety glasses that look stupid. So, yeah, along with the hard hat and the chin strap and the vest, we're set.
So
and don't forget your cup. Wear your cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think they care about that.
You don't take any flying debris to the jewels. That would that hurt.
Well, so, they don't care about your your jewels, but they do give a damn about your eyes.
Yeah.
So what they're really trying to do, Mr. Gregg, is make you so stupid looking that if you're in the position of a flagger, no chicks will flash her tits at you.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's where it all goes.
Yeah. That's what I did back in the summers when I was in high school. I was the flagger.
I thought you were going to say you flashed your tits at flaggers.
Yeah, well, I did that too. I do that now. Are you kidding? Check out my moobs, big boy.
Most of the time they're texting on their cell phones and not even really looking at me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So rude.
Yeah, I've had to move out of the way a couple of times.
You sound a little down today. Are you all right?
I had a little Jack Daniels, a little beer last night. I'm fine. I'll probably have a couple more today.
That's a good plan.
I did a bunch of spring yard work yesterday, and in my community,
ooh,
I might add.
Really?
We have this deal where if you get out and fix up your yard real pretty, you stand a chance of winning Trailer of the Month.
Well, is there a website we can go on? Because we'll vote for you 3,000 times.
Oh, dude, they stopped by yesterday and informed me that I have Trailer of the Month. Therefore, I don't have to pay rent for the month of May.
Wow.
Woo. I was so pleased, I immediately started drinking.
You know it.
It was fabulous.
Well, now, do you get a blue ribbon on the side of your trailer?
No.
To let everybody know?
No, they put this little plaque in your yard for, like, a couple of weeks. So people can drive by and throw beer cans and trash in your yard because they're pissed off because they didn't win. Yeah, my community is a strange and wonderful place, man. I'm going on 3 years of living here, and I'll tell you what, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely out of the mainstream, but you see it go by your trailer every day. I'm cool with that. I got a big yard, and I'm getting flowers in it, and I can have a fire out here if I want. It's really
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like it. And I'm not in Springfield dodging bullets or panhandlers. I'm sorry, I meant bag wine.
Yeah, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Well.
Or bullets from panhandlers.
Right.
Come on,
yeah,
bag wine's like a video game.
Yeah, I don't like those role-playing games. I'll stay out of it, thanks. I just visit the drive-thru every now and then for an occasional case of beer.
Yeah.
But it's
we're happy about that.
Oh, I know. Support your local drive-thru people.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I tip, I'm going to bring in a bag of pennies. and a white.
Well, you'd probably take that.
Yeah. It probably would. All week back.
Well, there you go. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, ever since the big money crunch there, you probably see a lot more of those, don't you?
Yeah.
People are getting rid of older.
Plus, Greg, people pay me in gold because they've
mm-hmm.
been listening to Glenn Beck.
That's great, man. Yeah, you listen to him, you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, you're
oh, you know it.
But it's kind of cool out today. I don't much feel like going outside.
Really? You gonna stay
yeah.
home and stay inside and do a couple shots?
Well, I might just do that. I got me
huh?
some old number seven out there calling my name.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, man. If you get a picture of your Trailer of the Month plaque.
Uh-huh.
And everything, and send it to Matt Man. We'll put it on the IWS Radio Facebook page for everybody to see.
That's
we'll
right.
help you celebrate.
As soon as they stick it in the yard, I'll run right out there and take a picture of it. I'll give you a shot of the whole Circle G Ranch, is what I call it. Yeah, buddy. Circle G. Come full circle. 3 bankruptcies, 2 failed marriages, and now I'm back.
How oh, God.
I'm still standing.
The man just can't keep you down, can he?
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful day, man. As a matter of fact, it's so charming, I'm going to have a beer right now. Oh, and one of the prerequisites of living here is that you can pretty much dress how you want. So today I'm in a flannel shirt, a pair of camo pajamas, sandals, and unkempt hair. So I fit right in today.
That is,
and all the girls drive by the trailer real slow and look at me.
I bet they do.
That's kind of hot.
I'm kind of thrilled about that.
Yeah, so am I.
My old lady don't cater too much to it, but, you know, I don't...
Yeah, well, screw her.
You'll have that.
Tell her to go to the grocery.
She doesn't drive.
Okay. Tell her to walk to the grocery.
That's a pretty far walk.
Tell her to make you a sandwich.
Mm. We had breakfast.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What'd
we had bacon and eggs, man.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it was good.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing better than bacon and eggs on a Sunday morning.
Oh, hell
yeah. What's it, were they organic eggs, farm fresh?
No, they were Walmart specials. And you know what? Organic, all that means is that they just don't clean them. Yeah, I know what that means. Oh, yeah, and they go bad quicker.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have a good old factory-made egg in your refrigerator for a couple of years and crack it open as fresh as the day you bought it.
There's an advantage to those chickens being pumped full of steroids and growth hormones and
well,
what have you.
Probably just makes you a stronger person.
There you go. There you go. Put hair on your chest.
Yep, so yeah, I'm getting ready to go back to the grind tomorrow.
What you going to be doing tomorrow, do you know?
Probably pouring tar somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm so scared of our new lovely boss up there in the state house. I'm just about ready to throw in the towel and retire early.
You don't like John Kasich?
No, as a matter of fact... This morning, I had to drop a Kasich, wipe my bush, and flush the Cheney.
You know, you should have hosted that White House correspondence dinner last night.
And I think we have a new segment every week.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think we do.
Greetings from G2.
Greetings from Circle G.
The Circle G Ranch, man.
Yep, you can call me. I'm cool. It's not snowing now, so I'm not sitting in a truck driving up down the interstate getting flipped off.
Well, you go too slow.
No, I don't.
People just appreciate your, you know, hard work. They have a funny way of showing it, though.
Right. Now, you know...
Well, those are honks of joy, Greg.
Yeah. Right.
Well, well, that's because they honk, and how you doing, big boy?
Well, see, I've got this nice big new truck. It's a tandem axle with a great big conveyor spinner on the back, so I can treat three lanes of traffic in about 10 seconds.
Mm.
And they tend to stay back when I flip that thing on.
I bet they do.
When they finally do pass me on the berm, they are really... PO'd. Because I'm not stopping the salt for anyone. Go ahead, pass me. But yeah, they're going to raise the speed limit to 70. And in the infinite wisdom of all that, our trucks are set at 62 miles an hour. So yeah, we're going to get a lot more of your number one signs up and down the highway.
And when they set it at 70, that means the semis will be going 90.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll pass me like I'm tied to a post. Probably be drinking curds and eating kern.
And maters.
Yeah, maters. Maters and taters and shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like mustard on my table.
Yeah.
I like the french fries.
I like the way you talk, mister.
Ah, shit, we should have called him early.
I'm feeling a little down today, so yeah, you caught me just in time. I was getting ready to go.
Boy, if we catch you on a good day, this will be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got more shit than a Christmas goose. I think. Yep, just sitting around here enjoying Trailer of the Month. Accolades.
Well, what else is left to accomplish in life once you've done that, right?
Well, there's a lot, because that little rent that I don't have to pay is going to buy me a bunch more flowers, and we're going to try to keep this train rolling all the way till fall.
Until it's mom season.
That's right.
Well, do you guys, well, I mean, when you get around the holidays, do you guys have a Trailer of the Month with the old Christmas lights and what have you?
I think they do, but I don't like to adorn my trailer with stupid lights.
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm no preference.
You like your trailer to speak for itself.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And when you cook out, Greg, what do you cook?
Kebabs.
Oh my God.
Oh, but it's all organic, so. No, I do brats and burgers and ribs, you know, all the manly cooking.
See, there you
there
go.
You go.
The old
That's
ladies
so
in the
American.
House. The old you ladies in the house whipping up potato salad and baked beans. And,
ooh.
Yeah, man.
Now we're talking. Now, do you have a big propane grill, or are you a charcoal man?
There's a story behind my grill.
Oh,
great.
It used to be, well, it's a real good one. It's a charbroil propane. And I took all the stuff out to clean it, and I put it in a bag and set it in the garage. And I told my wife at the time, I said, do not throw that bag away. And what, lo and behold, trash day came and trash day went. And my little bag of goodies was gone. That, you know, I lost my Venturi and all my knobs and everything that I could use propane for. So I converted it over to charcoal, which I seem to prefer better now.
Huh.
I love it. And it's a really good old grill, and it's holding up to the charcoal abuse. And it cooks real good. I had Kern on the cob on it last night.
You are very resilient.
Well, no, what it is when you don't have money to go out and buy a new gas grill, you kind of make do with what you got.
Yeah, adapted and overcame.
Creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've had that thing probably 6 years. And it's still standing tall.
And?
Oh, yeah, and every now and then, you know, Jay, man, take a wire brush to that grate of yours, and it'll take care of that little problem you got.
Might do it, huh?
Yeah.
You know, a couple of minutes, a little preventive maintenance.
Well, it makes things last a lifetime.
Sure does.
Prior planning prevents poor performance.
Yes, and
there you go.
Piss poor planning prevents performance.
Uh-huh.
I can go on and on.
And Greg, you were in the armed services, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
So, Jay, we have to, as every show does, thank him for his service.
I just saluted him just now.
Did you really?
Gave him a snappy salute.
It wasn't a state salute, was it?
No, it was a snappy salute.
Okay. I didn't hear the heel click, that's why I had to ask.
Thanking you for your service to our country.
Well, I've had a lot of wild times in the service back in the day. One time I was, you know, when you're walking down the street on the base and a colonel or somebody drives by, you have to salute that vehicle.
Right.
So I did. Well, it went past me and it stopped and it backed up and that colonel said, get in the car. I said, yes, sir. He took me straight to the barber shop and made me get my hair cut, man. And when I got it cut, he said, now, doesn't that feel better? What are you going to say?
Yes, it does, sir.
I was hoping for the Bieber cut.
Oh, my
God. Where were you when that happened?
In Germany.
Oh, okay.
I was stationed in Augsburg. That was a real cool place, man. Best hash I ever smoked in my life.
Oh, you know it. Then you get the munchies and have some brats and some German beer. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing better. The fine pilsners are over there.
Yeah. Sausages.
Bison, pilsners, dark beer. I don't care for the dark beer. It makes me vomit. Boy, that beer tastes good today.
Really?
Oh, my
good
God.
Good vintage, was it?
But, yeah.
Well, what are you drinking?
Miller
Lite.
Miller Lite.
Yeah, I'm a Miller Lite man.
Yeah. The working
and you bought
man
it at the beer mine, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the freshest beer I've ever drank in my life.
Damn right.
I highly recommend that everyone in Bagwine go down to the beer mine and get their product there.
See?
See? All the rest of the drive-thrus just get the stuff off the skids that they're getting ready to put in a dumpster anyway. And they're charging the same price for it.
Uh-huh. And we speak English.
Hola. Si, senor. Huh?
Now, are you drinking out of the can or out of the bottle?
Yes, because I save aluminum and cash it in.
There you go.
See? Frugal, resilient, awesome.
Circle G. Yeah.
Circle G, baby.
That's right.
Oh, God.
He's into recycling.
Yeah.
Thinking about the environment at all times.
Well, you know I do, because one of these days it's going to reach up and just swap the crap out of all of us. It gave us a little taste of that real hot summer there last summer.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was a misery party, wasn't it?
It was awesome. The hot day better.
That's probably pretty rough out there working on those on the roads where you just lay down the hot mix.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. I was in an air-conditioned John Deere tractor mowing.
Wow.
But when I came home to my little pop can with one little window unit, it got pretty bad.
Oh, very good.
Hey, man, there was times in here it was 100 degrees, I swear. It was hot. Oh,
that's rough.
Yep. Yeah. But we'll survive.
Yes. Still playing music?
Yeah, still attempting to play music.
Are you with a band?
No. Well, I got this little thing going at a buddy of mine's basement. He's a guitar player, and we got these two twin brothers that one plays bass, one plays guitar. We're trying to hammer out something. It might go. It might turn into something. I'm hoping so.
Because it's hard to be a band by yourself since you're a drummer.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I don't know how to play any other instruments. So yeah, it's tough. But we have lots of fun going over there and making noise. So maybe something will come of it here in a couple months. Sooner
again,
the better.
Put out a CD and we'll play your music here on the show.
I got a CD from my other band I was in. It's pretty darn good, actually.
Yeah, we don't care about that one.
Yeah, I know.
We're all about what have you done for us lately.
Yeah. We like it fresh.
Fresh.
Okay.
Exciting.
Well, then you're going to have to wait, you know.
All right.
Our music is organic. I mean original. Yeah. So I'm sure you guys are probably getting ready to wrap up, aren't you?
Getting close.
Getting close.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Always.
I noticed that we're on a time delay on here, too.
Of course.
Yeah, there's a little delay.
So are you over there ready to hit the button?
No, we don't have the dirty word button. The delay is just caused by the system.
And, J-Man, you shouldn't have told Greg that we don't have the dirty word button.
He's going to let loose now.
Listen, the next time he's on is not going to be as favorable.
No, I can keep a civil tone. Come on.
Really?
Yeah. I've only said 3 cuss words since I've talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, hell, and damn.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And vomit, but that doesn't constitute a cuss word.
No.
Well, I said Kasich, but
yeah.
That's a cuss word.
I hope he's not listening to this show. I'll be gone. But yeah.
All right then.
Yeah. Call me anytime.
We will. And thanks for hanging out with us. You're probably maybe the best guest we've had on.
Well, you know, I wanted to break the ice so that other people that listen to the program know that they can call in and be as entertaining as they want to be.
We keep trying to Yeah, we keep telling them that. We're gentle, yeah, thoughtful, considerate hosts.
I think they're probably worried about how they look on the radio.
Probably.
Yeah.
A little too much vanity out there for some people.
Yeah. We're all kind of guilty of that every now and then. Not me, though. I got my camos on, flannel shirt.
Your bed head.
Yep, my goofy-looking hair.
Yeah, and you look hot.
Yeah.
You sound hot.
I'm a trailer parker, man. Come on.
I know.
You're the trailer best trash.
Of the trailer parkers.
Yeah. I love it here. This is way better than Spring Hole.
Hey.
Easy. I mean bag wine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I was just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Gatton.
Wow, I feel really good about this. Thanks.
Well, hell, by next week, we may make you some bumper music.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. Well, you know, you probably have a lot to choose from with me. I've basically caught you up a little bit on what's happening in my world here at the old Circle G.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got a lot to work with. And I still have a herd of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's always a pile of cats on me wherever I go. I love them. They keep me agile.
Really?
Yeah.
They do.
It's, you know, you don't want to step on them because it makes a mess.
No, yeah.
So you got to kind of watch where you're walking.
Makes a loud noise, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, you know, they're trying to kill you is what's happening.
They're constantly trying to herd you somewhere to feed them or something. So they're trying to trip you up, and if you die, then they'll eat you.
Yeah, trying to bring you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun around here.
That sounds it.
You sound excited.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm just a couple miles away from Clark Lake. You guys were talking about fishing earlier.
Yeah.
I haven't been fishing probably for 10 years, so I might have to break down and go this summer.
Mm-hmm. You going to get a license or not?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like to keep it legal because I don't like tickets.
Yeah.
And I don't like being accused of, is that your beer can laying in the water? No, sir. Well, pick it up anyway. That happened to me once.
Was this in your younger days?
Yeah, we were fishing.
Did you get an attitude?
No, I was...
Oh, really?
I don't get attitudes with badges. Because, you know, they got this certain kind of special authority that can just literally just smash your face into the ground.
Hmm. Well, they could tase your ass right there, too.
Well, yeah. He was resisting. We'll slap a bunch of charges on him.
Yep.
No, I'm always jovial and very polite. Always.
Always.
Now, does the trailer park have a little social center where people can get together, do a little cookout together, maybe bring the bean bags, play some cornhole, you know, stuff like that?
No, we don't even have a tornado shelter.
Ooh.
We just run.
Just hide under the truck, right?
Well, yep. And hope that something happens to the trailer so you can get a double wide. Because I'm insured to the hilt, dog.
Maybe a little central AC on the next one.
That would be sweet. The only reason I don't have central air now is because when I bought this place, it had a real nice back deck on it and a central air system, but somebody chainsawed the back deck and took it away and tried to steal the air conditioning unit, so now it's completely useless. And that was right before I bought the place, and then they shot BBs in my windows. Welcome to the neighborhood. Hey, look at me now. Trailer of the month. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've come a long way, man.
From rags to riches.
That's right.
Yeah, they respect me now, little bastards.
From worst to first.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, I've heard of people trying to steal air conditioning units. That happens down here every once in a while.
Yeah.
People, you know, they want to take it down to the
recycling joint.
To the recyclers and get a few dollars to buy some more meth with.
Get that copper wire.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of anybody chainsawing
the deck.
The back deck off of a place.
It must have been a good one. I never saw it, but the stumps are still out in the backyard.
It was probably some specially treated birch from the north of Canada.
Well, it was definitely treated because they were kind enough to saw it off right level with the ground so I don't have any pieces of wood sticking up to mow around.
Yeah, at least they were efficient.
Yeah.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
And I have walked around the park trying to identify it, but I've never been able to.
Hey, you know, that's my deck.
Well, you know, I've actually ran around people's trailers with a tape measure, but I still haven't been able to find it. But maybe it was somebody from a
rival trailer park.
I doubt it. There's a lot of history with this park here. The previous owners were like a bunch of scoundrels, if you can imagine that.
No
way.
They would let their buddies pretty much do whatever they wanted. So, if I want that there deck, Billy. Well, go get it. I'll help you move it, Bob.
You can use my truck.
Hell yeah, we'll get her down there.
We'll put it in Ma's backyard.
That's probably what happened to it. We'll just nail plywood all over it. They'll never recognize it.
Yeah. We'll make it into a little gazebo for Ma.
We'll put a fountain on it.
We'll put it around the kiddie pool.
Yeah. Yeah, when I moved in here, it didn't have a kitchen. So I had to go out and buy a sink and a countertop and put up a couple of shelves. And that's about all my kitchen consists of. And a stove and a refrigerator. You know, I got all the amenities. I even have a freezer to store my meat in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm right uptown.
God, you're living large.
Yeah. Ain't nothing better in the world than a trailer.
I'm thinking about getting me one of those.
I know. You got me convinced.
It's a 14x70 with 2 bathrooms and 3 bedrooms. Man, it's like a little mansion on axles.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Does the master bedroom have a? Oh, is it en suite?
What do you mean? You're talking to a hillbilly. Come on.
You got the master bath right off the master bedroom there.
Yes, I do. The shower is about as big as a shoebox.
Oh.
But I have this great big huge tub. They call a garden tub. This thing.
There you go. That's where I was going. Right there.
Yeah.
The garden tub.
Yeah. And it's that yellow color from the 60s. From the 60s appliances. So it's got to go.
You could always spray paint it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What, black?
Yeah, black, there you black. Go. Black on the outside, silver on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky chrome.
I used to work with a woman who had a trailer, and she had a garden tub, and I was over there at her place, and I asked her if she referred to it as the love tub, and well, that ended up being an early night. I was gone.
She wasn't into the water sports, huh?
No, guess not.
Well, that's too bad, man.
Yeah.
Well, on the way out, you should have asked her if it was a love shower. That might have mellowed her out a little bit.
Right.
Oh, come on back in, honey. But, yep, it's a Supposed to be 80 Wednesday, so get ready. Turn your fan on.
Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Of course, you always got a breeze blowing through the beer mine.
Oh, my God, no kidding. Especially in the winter. It doesn't blow through there so much in the summer. It's
weird,
a funny
huh?
thing. It's funny how that happens.
It's a Republican wind.
No, it's a God laughing at me wind.
Well, you need to quit slamming him then. I don't know. All I can say is I got trailer of the month, and I'm as happy as a three-petered puppy.
Yeah.
All right.
Get ready to roll me up a cigarette.
All right.
Yeah, I roll my own. Yes.
Well, that's something.
Well, you need to stop doing that. You need to pick up. You need to pick up Marlboro Lights at $6.15 at the beer mine at the corner of Elmore and Burnett Road. Thank you.
Elmore and James.
Well, now most people in Ohio are born with a natural talent to roll their own cigarettes, right?
Well, yeah, it's inherited. Yeah,
yeah.
We get it honest. You know, we come from a long line of hereditary smokers and drinkers because there's really mm-hmm. nothing else to do in this godforsaken shithole.
You can always camp.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's what most people are doing anyway in Ohio.
Hey. I live in a camper. Come on.
I was going to say, it's where he lives in the camp.
If I want to camp, I just go out back and fire up the grill.
Sit there where your deck used to be.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'll be getting another one here before long. They decided to pull the trailer out of here the other day and ship it to Marysville, and they asked me if I wanted the deck, and I said, well, yeah. So now I just have to figure out a way to get it down here without looking stupid or tearing it up. I don't think changing rubber straps and a pickup is going
to
work. I'm going
to
have to get somebody with cords?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to get somebody with a skid steer to help me.
Well, maybe just somebody grab one end, you grab the other, and carry it on down.
I would have done that 20 years ago, but, man, I'm a lot older now. I might hurt something. I don't want to see my guts through my nutsack, you know. Sorry. But, yeah, I got two dogs and a couple of cats, and I'm good to go.
All right.
They bark at anything, leaves, cigarette butts. People can come in the house, they just lay down and wait for a bone. Stupid dogs. But I love them, and that's all that matters. One is a pit bull mix, and the other one is some kind of Maltese or poodle or something.
A little frou-frou dog.
Yeah, and needs a haircut every 6 months. You know, one of them pains in the butts.
Well, I could have already, I already knew you had a pit bull or a pit bull mix because I never met anybody who lived in a trailer who didn't.
That's right.
Sometimes they come with the trailer. You get a sign, here's your pit bull. He'll live with you here.
This one actually was given to me by a friend of mine who had a real nice place over by the Harmony Outpost on Route 40. Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading the Sunday paper one morning and realized that he had been foreclosed on and had 30 days to get the hell out. So, so he called me and said, I'm moving. You want a dog? It's either you or the pound. And I said, well, I'll take the dog.
Oh,
no.
She's a good dog, man. She will rip face if she has to. You know, but she's real good natured, like most pits are, unless they're raised by an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all know that story.
Yeah.
We've heard it a million times. But,
and you're good natured, too.
Well, yeah, except when I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to get mean.
No.
You know, I gotta live like my trailer commands me. go out and yell at the kids traipsing through your flower bed, you know, get the hell over here. They just look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, imagine that.
But they always help me out with my aluminum collection, though, because I always pick up 3 or 4 cans out of the yard.
That's like getting a bonus pay every week.
Well, hell yeah, man. You know, I put those pennies right back into the insurance. Come on. Yeah, I'm straight trailer now, man. I'll never go back to a residence again.
Wow.
My parents' house is over on South Florence Street. I don't want that big old thing. It's probably haunted. No, my sister, she owns that. She rents it out. I'm cool with that. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, then.
Yeah, I guess
we got about 4 minutes left.
4 minutes? Hell, I can go another 4 minutes. That's easy. I took my vitamins this morning. I'm raring to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, vitamin D, B12, and potassium.
Oh, yeah, potassium. Because
I get
awesome.
Vicious Charlie horses if I don't take that potassium.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than waking up in the middle of the night screaming because your legs are locked up.
No.
Yep. Nope. You know, you drink some pickle juice.
Mm. Really?
That's a home remedy right there, pickle juice.
I had never heard that.
You know
help
what?
Help with muscle cramps.
I've got a half a jar in the refrigerator.
There you go.
See?
Yeah. Never leave
See,
home
I'm,
without it.
I think I'm ready for a trailer park life myself right there.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better than this. But
yeah.
You have to pick a good park because some of them like to put these stupid rules on you.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Nazis.
It's just, this place is pretty wide open. It's like the Wild Wild West out here. It's wonderful. I could probably shoot my Uzi in the sky in my backyard and nobody would say a thing.
Not shoot back.
Well,
or they
maybe.
Would think as guests are coming.
Yeah, they'd probably say, he's killing some more of them damn cats. I'm tired. I don't know why. I guess because of the weather. Whenever it gets gray out, I just want to hibernate.
Yeah.
Kind of gloomy.
Yeah, kind of stupid. Well, it'll be all right tomorrow when I go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, blue skies, you know.
Yeah. Seal those cracks.
Company
cool.
Weather.
Cool breeze.
Oh, man, I'm the only one that they ever... I've been on that tar kettle for 10 years nonstop. They'll shift everybody else off of it doing something else except me. So I'm good at it. I can seal a crack from a mile away.
Okay, we got 90 seconds, so we're going to have to wrap it up.
All right. Well, guys, have a good one. Give me a call sometime.
All right, Greg. Thanks for everything.
Good job, dude.
Later.
All right.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Live from the Circle T Ranch. Right
yeah,
there.
That was unexpectedly excellent.
Yeah. Be sure, everybody, check us out on the web, IWSRadio.com.
And at Facebook.com/IWSRadio.
That's right. And don't forget, next Sunday, we'll have Miss Dana Lou.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Air. We'll be doing a lifestyle show.
Yeah.
Talking about healthy lifestyle next
uh-huh.
week. Exercise and healthy eating and
something like
diet and weight loss and
all
that good stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Good job, Matt.
All right, J-Man. I will talk to you later, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.